This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 534, In Hippogriffs We Trust. Today's sponsor is Dawco Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at DawcoSystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB SSD in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bring you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with you at me, I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. And back from the beaches of Hawaii, we have Fandeth. How you doing, Fan?
Oh, hi. I just realized this, and I probably should have done a better title, but that's okay. You can live with that title.
Indeed. Good. It's good enough. That's good. You recovered now?
Yes. Mostly. I don't know. Someone was kind of dumb and went to bed at like 3 on Friday, and I was super tired all of Saturday. Oof. Since then, I've, you know, gotten a little bit more sleep and caught back up, so I'm ready to go. I'm here.
Indeed. And have you guys enjoyed your Louis Riel Day? Have you commemorated and celebrated the leader of or the grandfather of Manitoba?
Yeah, I celebrated the heck out of that.
Totally did. I did Louis Riel things.
I'm guessing, Fan, that you probably drank some homemade beer, and Toasty, you probably played much Overwatch.
I didn't drink any homemade beer.
Actually, you still make homemade beer, though, right?
I do.
Okay.
And actually, I need to get on that again, but.
And I didn't play much Overwatch today.
All right. Well, I'm 0 for 2 then.
You know, if you had asked me about any other day except today, you'd have been completely accurate. But no, the kids were hounding me to. They've been hounding me lately to play a bunch of board games with them, so we did that today.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It was kind of a dreary day outside, too, so that kind of affects everything.
I went Pokemoning, so...
Well, la-di-da.
And I enjoyed the outdoors, much like I'm sure Louis Rowe would want me to, even though it was wintertime and cold. Well, and a little bit drizzly here and there.
I did enjoy some fresh air. I mean, my window was open at some point today.
All right, then. Well, then, how has your time in WoW been the last 3 weeks?
Well, for 10 days of it, I did not play WoW at all because I was not in the country. I was not at a computer. It was kind of great to not even look at a computer for a while.
That sounds like poor planning to me.
Why?
Because you didn't bring a computer with you to play.
I don't have a computer to bring with me to play.
Well, you should have a laptop or something.
I have a work laptop, but I was not allowed to bring it on the trip. Also, I was camping on a beach, so I don't want to get sand in the fans. That would be a sad time.
That would be tray bad.
That would be unfortunate.
That would be so unfortunate. It'd be ridiculous. I don't know. Over the past week's been pretty good. I haven't played a whole lot. Just been doing some of the world quest stuff and trying to keep up with that. Working on artifact power stuff, I finally got my affliction spec up to rank 35 just today. So I have all three specs at 35 now. I'm just going to keep pouring AP into my Deimo, because Deimo's is where it's at for me. I kind of miss destruction because it's fun. Being able to havoc one target and throw stuff at the other target and have both of them die, just keel over. But for doing like the world quests, everything dies so fast anyways, it doesn't even matter. So I think I had mentioned to you just yesterday, maybe, my item level is up to like 880 or something stupid like that, which is crazy.
I'm sure mine's not far behind.
Equipped is only 869, I believe, for my Deimo spec, but that's because haste rules my world, as it does for like every warlock ever. What else? Played some Diablo. I'm having a lot of fun with Diablo with the season. Not a lot of playing it, but just, you know, maybe an hour here, half an hour there. But it's refreshing to play something a little bit different.
Cool. How about you, Toasty?
I haven't really done too much in a while this past week. It was Valentine's Day on Tuesday, so we didn't have many people online. I very quickly found out that I'm one of the only single people in my group, so they were all doing Valentine's Day stuff. So I played Heroes of the Storm instead on Raid Night. That was a lot of fun, actually, trying to get that Flame Saber mount. Ran with Frasley, Emma, and one other guildie, and knocked a couple of those out. I didn't realize right away that I need to be playing my Warcraft character. It comes from the whole, you know, not reading the quest text properly. So I played a couple rounds as Lucio. I'm like, why didn't my number go up? And then I read it, like, oh, Warcraft character.
I did not realize that either.
So, yeah. So I played like 6 or 7 matches that night. Only 5 of them actually counted.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, well, I gotta play more HOTS. That's not a bad thing. I like playing HOTS. I tried to get the Love Rocket and ended on a disappointing note. And again, I only actually tried, I think, 3 times. But each of those 3 times, I ran all my eligible characters on Dalaran through it. So that was 9 of them. Still no mount. Which is, you know, I'm very sad about that. But I'll get over it quick. Yeah, that's about it. It hasn't been too busy in WoW for me this past week. What about you, Medros?
Not too busy. Fan, what do you say your equipped eye level was?
I think it's around 880.
Equipped or... I thought you said 860 something.
Equipped, yeah. Is 869.
Oh,
because okay. Because I have like an 835 ring or neck or something, because it has a socket that I can throw a stupid haste gem in.
Okay.
Otherwise, it would be way higher.
Then my equipped is exactly the same as yours.
Oh, yeah?
Which amuses me, because I don't raid.
Neither do I. It's fair been enough, a long I time guess. Since we've raided.
So long.
But yeah, for my week, I spent a lot of time on alts. Been trying to get my alt slowly level, like I mentioned last week. My Alliance Monk is now 107, partway through to 108. So by this time next week should definitely be 110 on that character. I've got my Death Knight also at 105, so he'll probably be the next one to level up, which will be interesting because not really used to the gameplay on a Death Knight, and really haven't done a lot of leveling with him so far this expansion, so that'll be interesting. Otherwise, like I said, just leveling up my characters and trying to get them slowly all up to 110. Did absolutely nothing to do with levels in the air, much like I do every year. I virtually ignored it and did nothing to do with it, and I'm fine with that, because I don't really need a big love rocket. Not really mount I'd ever use, so. And I'm far from any mount collection achievements at this point, so. Other than that, didn't play any other Blizzard games this week. Just when I had free time, just leveling my tunes. Working towards getting the class order hall research done for the upgrades. My Demon Hunter is, I think, researching now his second to last level. And my druid is on the third to last level, which is really ironic because that character hit 110 first. But basically, on days that I have the ability, I basically go on those two tunes and just get as many of the Order Hall resource world quests out as I can. Also, my druid is now running with a guardian that gives bonus Order Hall resources on each successful quest completion. I did, I am sad to say, run through Vault of the Wardens on my Demon Hunter so that I can unlock two more followers on him, and I'm currently leveling up the one that will be his guardian to also get extra resources when he is out doing world quests. And I think I've got all of my characters now through the Exodar event as part of the campaign stuff for Light's Heart. And now it's just slowly working those guys up. Once I'm done my monk, they'll all be leveled up to 105, and then I'll work on my Demon Hunter, Death Knight, I should say. When he hits 110, they'll all be leveled to 106, and then by the end of it, I'll have 9 110 characters, hopefully. And that will make for a very hard choice some days. But
for which that's one my goal. Play or
just, you know, I know there'll be days where one or more characters will go without doing their emissary quest, and they'll lose some.
Yeah,
but because I can't do, it's not feasible to do 4 world quests on 9 characters. Not if I'm getting home at like 7 or 8 o'clock at night from work and going to bed within 3 or 4 hours. Like, I would literally have no time besides WoW when I'm home on weeknights, and that's just insane. So, but yeah, it's gonna be just a matter of prioritization, but it should be fine. I'll figure out a plan, and basically, I'll probably prioritize based on reps that give that character a specific benefit. Like, if I get up to a certain level on my priest, I get access to more enchants or more tailoring recipes, kind of stuff. But yeah, I'll figure that out when I get closer to actually having to do world quests on those characters. But I'm hoping to have them all 110, if not when 7-2 hits, shortly after 1-7-2 hits. And we'll see if any of them will fly by then.
We don't have an actual date for 7-2 yet, though, do we?
No. I would probably expect it sometime late March at this point, based on the level of testing they're doing right now, but who knows?
Yeah,
hard to know where they are internally.
Late March. I mean, when did we get Nighthold? That hasn't been that long, has it? We've only had Nighthold for a month, maybe.
Only 2 wings have unlocked in LFR so far. Around the both.
Yeah, I think late March for 7-2 is a little. That would be rushing it soon. Very, very much so.
I mean, and they don't really need to worry, like, they don't need to stress too much about that, because, you know, they can really do whatever they need to. That's just a guess.
Okay.
A completely uninformed, uneducated guess.
Fair.
To be honest. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. But, yeah, overall, haven't done too much, so. So, let's move on to our first sponsor, shall we?
Yeah. So, our first sponsor tonight, as every week, is Dako Systems, where you can find some great computers made by gamers for gamers. Their website is doghousesystems.com. And if you use the code BACON, you get a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. And we talk about solid-states every week and how awesome they are because they make everything load super fast. I definitely recommend it. It'll make your loading screens like instantaneous, which is amazing. And yeah, so if you're looking for a new computer, definitely go check them out and see what they can do for you. And we thank them for sponsoring us.
Absolutely. They make great stuff. All right, so what's going on with this week in WoW there, Fan?
Well, starting tomorrow is the Arena Skirmish bonus event. So that runs from the 21st through the 27th. I believe, I didn't write this down in the notes, but I believe the Love is in the Air is done tonight or early tomorrow morning, right? Am I right there?
Yep.
I think I'd drink maintenance tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah. What else? Oh, and then we get another world event, hopefully. Hatching the Hippogriffs, which is why we have the awesome title that we have today. That will be on January 23rd, and the note that they have in the event says, today's the day that the Frayfeather Hippogriffs hatch. Head to Frayfeather Highlands in Fairless to witness the spectacle firsthand. So, if you want to check out that brand new event, this is going to be the first time. Hopefully it runs. I think the last event they had, there was some issues with it, but hopefully this one will be okay. So that is on the 23rd, which is Thursday? Yeah. And that runs from 3 a.m. on Thursday to 3 a.m. on Friday. Probably PST, Pacific Time. I think everything is in Pacific Time now for events.
Usually, yeah.
Other than that, I don't really have anything big. We're kind of past mid-month, so looking forward to maybe March when more stuff is going to start happening.
Cool. All right. Now, I don't know if we actually talked about this before or not, but let's talk a little bit about the current reason why everybody's playing some HOTS.
All right. So, as I alluded to earlier, there's a kind of a cross-promotion going on between Heroes of the Storm and Warcraft, where if you play, and mind you, this is just play, you don't have to win these things, 15 games of Heroes of the Storm with a group of friends while playing a Warcraft character. I want to stress that, because if you're like me and didn't read, you're going to play Lucio for 3 matches and have it not count. But you play 15 matches with a Warcraft character, and you're going to get a mount both in, I believe you get a mount in Warcraft at the very least. I think there's another one you get in WoW. In Heroes of the Storm. So yeah, that'll be the Primal Flamesaver mount. That thing looks pretty cool. I've been playing a lot of HOTS because I want it. Unfortunately, yeah, timing sucks. But yeah, get that Primal Flamesaver mount. That promotion was from February 13th, and your last chance to get it is on March 14th. Play some HOTS. It's 15 games. If you do it really well and with a competent enough group, you can probably get all 15 done in an hour and a half. Oh, if you're doing the easy bots. Because you don't even have to play against other humans. It's fantastic.
But you have to play with humans.
Yes. You have to have friends.
Well, I doubt I'll play, but we'll see. Who knows?
But it's a kitty. Flaming kitty.
Is it a kitty?
It's flame saber. Saber infers cat. I think. In my mind, it does, anyways.
Yeah, I guess that'd be true. Yeah. Maybe.
So if you didn't get your love rocket, you get a flaming kitty instead. It's free. And it's guaranteed. You just have to do the 15.
As a WoW character.
Yes, as a WoW character.
Yeah, don't play Lucio.
Yeah,
no. Not for that promo anyway. Or Lost Vikings, or any of the characters that I played that weren't Warcraft.
Oh. Frasley posted a link to it in the chat. It looks pretty awesome. I mean, I watched the video, but this looks pretty awesome. Especially, like, you can see a dapper gnome riding it. That's right.
That is quite a dapper gnome.
That's right.
Indeed. Because, all gnomes are dapper, apparently, I guess.
That's right. You know it. So, moving on. Yikes. It appears that with this world first race for what's the current
Nighthold.
Okay, wow. I've only done it in LFR because we kind of stopped raiding, but it appears to have kind of killed people's desire to do a world first rating. So many of the top guilds I've seen dropping, and some of the things that Toasty had noted in the notes here were Midwinter, SNF, and From Scratch have all dropped out of the world first races. And we know that, what was the one with Rignaros? Blood Legion. Yeah, Blood Legion had dropped out last year, I guess. But it seems that kind of as we go, a lot of the top guilds are kind of changing their priorities in how they play, how they consume WoW. And it's not that the raid content is boring or too easy, but it's more difficult than it's ever been, and people are finding that there's other things that they kind of have to shift focus on. And I mean, after raiding for 10 plus years, they kind of just want to shift gears and do other things. But all the best to them, and all the best to the people that are still in the races. I don't know if you guys covered the guilds that had hit the cleared that instance on Mythic.
I don't think so.
I know last I looked, there was only 5 or 6 guilds. Right now, it's 11 guilds, but I believe only one in US. Yeah, Limit, which is kind of a breakaway from Blood Legion, I believe. But a bunch of European ones, but like I said, only one US guild. Midwinter was one of the big ones that would possibly do it, but they kind of cut it quits, called it quits after 9.
Yeah, I'm not really surprised, to be honest. Hardcore raiding must be very draining.
Oh, yeah.
People burn out pretty hardcore on that stuff. So it's not truly surprising that this is happening. I mean, it happens fairly regularly, actually, where guilds just are done. I hope that people who, I mean, as this happened in the past, I hope people who are part of those guilds who still want to raid are able to actually find new guilds to raid with. I'm sure some of the existing ones will be happy to recruit some of those members away and use them to fill their own ranks of people who may have dropped out of the race for world first for each, for, you know, for most recent expansions and patches.
Yeah.
I do hope that the people who are part of those guilds do did want to get out of it. I hope they find some relaxation now that they are now that they're done. Next thing I want to talk about is the Warcraft Chronicles Volume 2. Those of you out there who remember Warcraft Volumes 1, this was a pretty incredible thing back then. It gave us stuff that was pretty shocking. For instance, the fact that the Titans are dead was one of the more shocking events found on that book. It's been out for over a year. I don't feel that's a spoiler thing. I know some people may disagree with me. But this is a really interesting book from what some of the stuff that's been released so far. It does come out in about 3 weeks. And I, for one, am definitely getting this book. Because if it's anything like the first one, it's going to be really, really interesting to read. I may need to put down some audiobooks for a while. And I've been listening to hardcore audiobooks for like the last 3 or 4 months now.
They don't have this in audiobook?
I'm sure they will, but this is the Chronicle books are just way too visually heavy. Yeah. Like you see the spoilers here, the leak or the preview that the MMO champion here has. There's as much art as there is text, and I think doing an audiobook of this, while feasible, is going to lose you a lot of really awesome content that you're going to miss out on.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I should go back and read the first one, get the first one and read it.
Yeah, that was one of the things I never actually picked up. I kept meaning to. Stuff kept coming up, though. I'm gonna hold off getting Volume 2, though, because it's so close to my birthday.
Ah, good idea.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan. And actually, the price of it just went down on Amazon, so.
A Volume what?
A Volume 2. I don't know what Volume 1 is priced out on Amazon.ca. Let me see here.
But yeah, the Warcraft Chronicles Volume 1 was really, really awesome. A very, very worthy read if you are interested in the lore behind the world. I know some people are not, but for those who are, it's really interesting. Looks like you can get used ones for about $26 on Amazon. New for about $28, or that's 20 plus shipping, so you're looking at about $43, it looks like.
Yeah, but I have Prime.
Uh-huh. I don't think there is a... No, this actually is shipping from Amazon, I think. Yeah, ships from and sold by Amazon for $43, so you get Prime. So $43 for a Prime, get it in 2 days.
Tempting.
I would recommend waiting, but that's just me. Because you never know if it's going to go down in price in connection to the upcoming release of Volume 2.
That is also true.
But yeah, I really recommend Volume 1 is a really good read. If you are interested in lore, definitely check out Volume 1 and then Volume 2 when it comes out in a few weeks. And then I suspect we'll probably have a Volume 3 in about a year. Because they see release about once a year now. So, go lore. Alright. Let's see what's up next year. Oh, Mythics.
Yeah, so specifically this Mythic Plus and changes to some of the affixes. So, as the PTR continues, we're getting more and more information about some of the stuff coming up in the PTR. One of the things that I found interesting was some of the changes to the affixes in the Mythic Plus dungeons. So, first of all, we're going to get four new types of Mythic affixes. There's one that's called Bursting. There's Fell Explosives, Quaking, and Grievous. So, Bursting is something that you could potentially get at level 4. That's when slain, non-boss enemies explode, causing all enemies to suffer 10% of their maximum health and damage over 4 seconds. This effect stacks. So, that doesn't sound fun. Like, at all.
No.
Then there's Fell Explosives, that's at level 7. Creatures have a chance to summon an explosive orb at a nearby location that will explode, inflicting damage at 50% of the player's maximum health. So again, not so much with the fun. And then there's Quaking, also at level 7. Periodically, players will quake, inflicting damage of 20% of the player's maximum health and interrupting spellcasts of themselves and nearby allies. And then there's also Grievous at level 7. While below 90%, players are afflicted with the Grievous Wound. And this is going to specifics what Grievous Wound is, but based on the other three that they're introducing, I'm going to guess also not so much fun. They're also making some changes to the other existing affixes, including removing the overflowing affix, and they've also made changes to bolstering and necrotic rot, skittish, fortified, tyrannical, and sanguine. And I'm not going to go into, you know, great detail about all of those, because, you know, I'm not going to just read it out for you guys. So go ahead and check that out. And MMO Champ, and the MMO Champion, they've done a great write-up of that. What do you think of some of these changes, fan, as somebody who's also run the Mythic Pluses?
I have to say, I honestly don't pay a lot of attention to it. I don't think I've done any, like, super high Mythic Plus where we kind of outgear what we've done anyways. So... Is bolstering the one where they have... Oh, no charge. There's one that they have more life. I think that's probably... Or, no, probably the running away one is probably the biggest pain in the ass one.
That'd be skittish.
Skittish. Or the dropping aggro. But I've not even really noticed a huge deal with any of those. But the bursting one... sounds like it could suck if you kill too many things at once. Like, I know a lot of it is, like, AoE spam. If you get the one where... If you get, like, bursting plus the one where they... Is it teaming? Where they get bigger or stronger as you kill each one?
I think teaming is the one where there's lots of them.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, teaming would suck, too. But... There's one where if you kill one, it makes the next one stronger.
Yeah.
So you can't AoE them down, so that plus bursting would kind of suck.
Yeah. So these combinations can be pretty lethal, I would imagine.
Just bring good healers. It's interesting that they're reflecting on how people run it and where people have challenges and where people like steamroll it, obviously that's probably part of the reason for this.
It's interesting that they've outright removed the overflowing one, and the overflowing one is healing in excess of a target's maximum health is instead converted to a heal absorption effect. I guess that proved to be a little too much for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that would be a gigantic pain, especially for the hot, heavy classes like druids, where they, you know, they can't really help it. That's just part of being a druid healer. Anyway, yeah, like you said, it's nice to see that they're kind of taking the time to reflect on some of these mythic plus affixes and how exactly they work. You know, it shows that they're, you know, actually committed to this. And honestly, this is of the previous iterations they've had of dungeons past the heroic level of difficulty, you know, challenge modes and all that other stuff. I'm actually doing mythic pluses as opposed to not touching challenge modes at all.
Yeah, in general, I don't care for dungeons, but I'm really enjoying the Mythic Plus, and kind of less so much enjoying that I can't do Mythics for quests that I need to do because of Mythic Plus, but it's probably the most fun I've had doing 5-man content since, like, BC. And even then, like, I complain about it all the time. I hate Mechanar, because it's like, oh, we need a Warlock because we need your Banish. Let's go do Mechanar, blah, 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 blah. But it's interesting that we're talking about how they're reflecting on it, because I feel like Blizzard does a lot of reflecting, and our next topic is talking about artifact power in 7.2 and just kind of how it's a hot topic, and the development team kind of feels like they failed a little bit with it because it allowed people to get to push further ahead of other people, and that's not what they wanted. They wanted to have it like a slow increase that you're only somebody that plays not very often is only a little bit behind somebody that gets a whole bunch of AP every day and with the artifact knowledge scaling and such. I haven't really found a huge problem with the artifact power, but then again, I have read about people that have full 54 traits in each spec, which is crazy because like I only have 35 in each one, and that feels like a lot. But they have committed to making some changes, including, like, just recently, there was a hotfix. Is that in the notes?
Yes.
Okay. I will leave that then. They're looking at kind of normalizing some of the AP that you get from things and not having, like, oh, I have to do my daily Maw run because that's the... I guess the idea is people start talking about how to get like artifact power per hour, and so Maw of Souls is the most efficient way of getting artifact power per hour, per unit of time that you put into the game. So they want to kind of normalize that and have the longer ones give you better artifact power, and your weekly chest give you better artifact power as well. So I read this just before the show. I don't totally remember all the points, but that's kind of the gist that I took away. So Blizzard's obviously been keeping an eye on it, and they're not super happy. They're always going to be critical of things like game mechanics if they don't go entirely as planned. And it's good to reflect and try to evolve a better way of doing it. And I feel like Blizzard has been amazing over the past couple years at reflecting on the successes and the failures in their eyes and the player's eyes, and trying to make the experience better based on that. So good on them for that. Did you have anything to add on the AP?
7.2? I think you pretty much covered it. I mean, yeah, it's great.
I agree.
All right. So, related to the artifact power thing, one thing that... One change that was made in Nighthold specifically was the fact that all of the bosses in the Nighthold are going to be guaranteed to drop artifact power items now. And that's going to trying to get more in line with, you know, what Fandas was talking about earlier, where, you know, you want the biggest bang for your buck to be, you know, more so in the relevant content instead of some of the older content like Maw of Souls. And people didn't really feel as though they were getting that out of the Nighthold. So now that's changed. You're going to get artifact power from every boss that you kill in Nighthold, so that's great. Kind of like the way he dropped that news, too. You know, what was it? We agree that Nighthold, in particular, needs to be a better source of artifact power than it has been. But that change won't be coming with 7.2, because it'll be in 7.15. And it went live via hotfix this morning. / mic drop. That was the best way of delivering that news, I think. I like it when they get sassy.
Good old lore.
Yeah, he's always always an interesting read.
So yeah, if you're trying to grind out that AP, hit up Nighthold, because every single one of them are going to be giving you AP items. Okay. Awesome. I actually do Nighthold at some point.
So we have some stellar news. Something we very rarely get to announce here. We almost never do we get to have this information before we go live on a show on a Monday. So I think we should like celebrate, you know, maybe do some shots or something, because we know of a Q&A coming up this week before Monday.
Speaking of shots, I bet you Toasty has a great idea for some Hawaiian moonshine that we could try out.
Oh my god, no. That was horrible.
Is this the new Four Loko?
No.
No, I didn't get super inebriated out there. I just had a few drinks every now and then, but oh my god, that moonshine was... No, never again.
It's 100 proof. It's pretty strong. I bought a bottle of it and had it over at my parents' place the other night, and my dad takes a sip of it, and he's like, oh yeah, you just hold it on your tongue and it evaporates off your tongue.
I have one simple question.
Hi.
Why would you not just, like, buy a bottle of rubbing alcohol and swig that?
Because this is made from cane sugar, so it's got a different type of flavor to it.
Yeah.
It's actually not
that
bad.
Point, there is such thing as flavor in that
book? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was interesting. I'll put it that way.
Anyways, so there's a Q&A coming up this week. Very exciting news. Really happy that we actually have this before the show, because like I said, we almost never hear of these until Tuesday. And it should be very interesting. It'll be with Ian Hazacostas. I assume Laura will be the co-host of it, or the moderator of it. And it should be pretty cool. So get your answers ready for Legion, and we'll be interested to see what comes out of that. And that's 11 a.m. PST on Thursday. Are you guys excited?
Yep, I'll sure. be watching that.
Thursday, 11 a.m. That's one. Depends if I have a meeting at that time or not. But
oh, probably. I do have a meeting. Damn it.
PQA. At
1 p.m.?
What?
At 1 p.m.?
Yep, every day.
That sucks. I do. Well, they'll have it available for download and streaming after the fact.
This is true, I guess.
Sorry.
How long does it go for? An hour?
It's like half an hour at most.
Okay. Yeah, because we have our monthly town hall on Thursday.
Oh, that's not
till
right.
3:30. That's not until 3:30, so we're okay.
Okay. So many meetings.
You guys have a lot of meetings.
Yeah. Jeez.
Man, you have no idea. One day. I had one at 9:15, then at 10, then at 1:15, then at 2, then at 3.
Wow. I have one meeting a day. It lasts for like 20 minutes. That's about it.
Yeah, it was a little intense that one day.
I can imagine. But yeah, we'll definitely talk about that next week once we have more information.
Yay. And then there's a forum thread that you could post in if you have any questions, or use the Twitter hashtag LegionQA.
Yep, so make sure you ask your questions about how we can punt gnomes off of Dalaran.
Please ask useful questions and not junk. They'll filter the junk.
Yeah, they will.
What if I ask a useful question and then add junk afterwards?
No.
All right, we can do that.
Nobody wants to see your junk.
Well, that took a turn.
I had to go there. Wow.
You know, we were just having fun, you know, making appropriate jokes here.
That was appropriate.
And it was fan that went there. I wasn't expecting that.
That was very appropriate.
And yes, Toast, that's totally me saying I expect that you to make that joke.
No, I mean, nobody wants to see him making comments about punting gnomes.
First of all, I wouldn't say that. I love gnomes, right, Frasley? He's one of the guys I was playing cots with. I have no second of all. I don't know why I said first of all.
All right, then. All right, so on to our second sponsor of today's show. Today's show is also brought to you by the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, really awesome narrators. I have been on a, like I said earlier, I've been on a major, major Audible kick lately, just reading fiction and you know, histories of different companies. Right now, I'm reading the book we're actually going to listen to today, but I've read books about Google, about video games history. Haven't found a book about the history of Activision or Blizzard, but I'm sure there's one of those out there, or there should be, because I'd love to read that. But yeah, it's really good. They have really great books, some of the best writers in the world, and some of the narrators they get are just world class. Today's book pick is the book The Facebook Effect, the inside story of the company that is connecting the world. It's written and narrated by David Kirkpatrick, the author, and it's a really good book. Give you the behind the scenes of Facebook, the history of it, how it came to be. You know, there are other books that tell the story, but there's slants and there's different aspects that aren't quite as clear. So it's always good to read several different books to get a better feel for the history of it, something as controversial as this company is. But let's listen to a bit of a sample of The Facebook Effect, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Sophomore Mark Zuckerberg arrived at his dorm room in Harvard's Kirkland House in September 2003, dragging an 8-foot-long whiteboard, the geek's consummate brainstorming tool. It was big and unwieldy, like some of the ideas he would diagram there. There was only one wall of the 4-person suite long enough to hold it, the one in the hallway on the way to the bedrooms. Zuckerberg, a computer science major, began scribbling away. The wall became a tangle of formulas and symbols, sprouting multicolored lines that wove this way and that. Zuckerberg would stand in the hall staring at it all, marker in hand, squeezing against the wall if someone needed to get by. Sometimes he would back into a bedroom doorway to get a better look. "He really loved that whiteboard," recalls Dustin Moskovitz, one of Zuckerberg's 3 suite mates. "He always wanted to draw out his ideas, even when that didn't necessarily make them clearer."
So that, again, is The Facebook Effect, written and narrated by David Kirkpatrick. And you can find that and over 180,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank them for sponsoring the show. All right, Josie, off to you to give something away.
All right, let's start that segment by playing last week's audio clip.
Enjoying your stay in Stormwind?
All right, and the winner for this week was at AK McGrath, and he answered with Anduin Rin. Specifically, that was the young Anduin Rin, so that was before I even started playing WoW. So yeah, congratulations. Medros will be in touch with your prize information.
Indeed.
All right, let's play next week's clip.
I guess it doesn't bend that way!
So as usual, answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize. So good luck. Looking forward to hearing from all of you.
I think that's Carrot King, King Varian Rin.
I mean, what sound clip does a pot of ashes make exactly?
I don't know.
Is it like sifting sand?
Shh. I don't know. I don't think he's actually ash. Like, he's kind of blown to pieces, so You know, those pieces, like, there could be a vocal cord in there somewhere.
Maybe. Maybe it sounds more like gravel.
Probably. All right. So the question of the week from last week was, will you connect your Facebook and Battle.net accounts? Why or why not? And, Fan, we didn't get your answer, so we'll get that when you do yours. But Frasley said, already did. Kip Duran says, no, I like to keep my online gaming and personal life separate. Jerwin Evelflux says, deleted my Facebook account years ago, so no, but would keep them separate if I had one. I'm very picky about who I give my BNet info to.
For me, I might. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I heard you guys talking about it last week, but I have no problem with it. I have a bunch of friends from work that are on my Battle.net, and, you know, the odd people that I've met through the community. So, maybe. No preference, really. Mdo753 said, no, I deleted Facebook a while back. And Lady Emma said, nope, never. Hate Facebook. It can die in a fire. Wow.
Green fire?
No, just a normal fire, I think.
Okay. So no warlock required. Gotcha.
Yeah, mage fire, probably.
Oh, snap. While Rare Spawn says, nope, I didn't believe in the existence of evil until I met Facebook. And Erlina says, I did. Doesn't seem to be much of an issue, and I figure I can always disconnect them if it does become an issue. The biggest issue is the fact that Real ID is turned on by default, though it was simple enough for me to turn off.
Yeah, Real ID is not good.
Why?
I don't like that it gives you your real name. It's not an issue for me, because most people know my real name. It's kind of in the show information, but there's a lot of people I know who like to keep their real name private, and you can't do that with Real ID.
Nope, yeah. That's why you use your battle tag.
Yeah. I mean, there's options, so you could do either or, but I don't necessarily think that Real ID is bad. It's just not what some people want, and the fact that they brought battle tags up or out was definitely good. Probably should have been from the forefront instead of just doing Real ID, but I don't think Real ID is necessarily bad.
Well, I mean, I have the same issue with Real ID as I have with Facebook, is that you have to use your real name for both of them, and I don't feel like in the modern world that your real name should be required for stuff that is not financial related.
Do you have to use your real name for Facebook?
Yes, if you're reported, if your name is reported on Facebook, you will actually, your account will be locked until you provide photo ID showing that that is your real name. I know people who've had that happen to them.
Huh, did not know that.
That's,
yep.
I know people that don't have their real name, they have like abbreviated part of their name, and I understand that, and I think that requiring your full name is a little ridiculous, but Facebook has kind of ballooned into a beast from what it once was.
Oh yeah, I remember when back in the day when it was only for university students.
Yeah,
I had this random girl in my class ask me if I had Facebook, and I was like, no. Like, and she's like, you should get it, and of course I did because it was a girl talking to me in university. And yeah, I had to use my university email and everything. It's like, oh wow, there were you know, several hoops I had to hop through to get this, and just to, you know, continue talking to this girl.
Yeah,
but I did it.
Yeah,
and now it's just back. You know, anybody with an email address doesn't even. I'm not even sure if it needs to be a real one, to be honest.
Well, yeah, you'd be able to verify. They send you a link to verify your account.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it could be a throwaway one.
It could be. But yeah, so that's that. And next week's question is, are you going to attempt to get a flamesaber mount? And if not, what's stopping you from doing it?
I think we already know that I'm going to attempt to do it. Because we know I'm partway through doing it.
So it doesn't have to be in a row. It's just a total of that many, right?
Correct.
I am also going to attempt to do it. The only thing that would stop me from doing it is being lazy.
I will likely not do it, because I am lazy. But you never know. Maybe somebody will, like, get me in to convince me to go do it, like People keep trying to convince me to go raiding for some stupid reason. Damn flying. Okay. Anyways, moving along. We did get a voicemail this week from our good friend Frazzly. So let us play that now.
This is Frazzly Sparksman. So I've been playing that Heroes of the Storm game, which is way better than League of Legends. I mean, I've never played League of Legends, but it's just way better. I mean, come on, you can be Warcraft people in Heroes of the Storm. But anyway, I've been playing Heroes of the Storm, and I got the mount. But I got a couple complaints, Blizzard. One, why is there only one gnome in Heroes of the Storm? I mean, Chromie's great, but why is there only one gnome? And why is there no gnome warrior? I want to be a warrior because I think warriors are the best. But I want it to be a warrior, so I play Muradin, which is fine. But Muradin is a smelly, drunk dwarf. I mean, I know he's the leader of Ironforge and stuff like that. Or he was, I forget. I haven't been to Ironforge in a while to see all the leaders and all that. Again, I'm fumbled for Nomergon. But Muradin, or Muradin, he's good. But then the other thing is, come on. Why do we use mana as a warrior? What the heck is mana? I mean, am I a mage or am I a healer now? I mean, I can heal with bandages, but am I a healer now? Come on, Blizzard! Come on! Man, okay. Well, I'm at back to heroes. I'm trying to get to level 20 for that undead pet, even though I'm scared of undead. Well, have a good day. This is Frazzly Sparksman, signing out.
Thank you, Frazzly, for that fiery email, or voicemail, I should say. You can play a warrior. His name is Varian Wrynn. And technically, I wouldn't call Chromie a gnome. I mean, she's a dragon.
Yeah.
Looking like a gnome, but still not a gnome, really, in actual fact.
It's a gnome avatar. She's gnome adjacent.
It's a dragon that wishes she was a gnome. Okay, thanks.
All right. Still not a gnome, but okay. As for why there are no gnome warriors, because then they'd have to add like 40 more characters to the game and it would be really heavy on the WoW side?
I mean, you're talking like it's not already heavy on the WoW side. That's awesome.
Heavier on the WoW side. Like, completely imbalanced on the WoW side.
Depending on who you're talking to,
and
it's already imbalanced. It's horrifically imbalanced.
Fair point. However, I mean, who would you really have for a gnome warrior? I mean, there's not really any good real gnome warriors that are well known in lore, right?
Good gnome, a warrior.
And Frazzly, making Frazzly the gnome in Heroes is an invalid suggestion. I want to clarify here, because that's just saying I should have my own character in the game. And then I want Medros the Paladin in there, and then Toasty wants Toasty the Warrior in there, and then Fan wants Fan the Warlock in there, and then we're like, everybody's in there, and then there's no... Yeah, it's just... It'd be crazy. Crazy!
So there are 63 characters in Heroes of the Storm, and half of them are Warcraft.
I totally knew this is what you were doing. Totally knew this is what you were doing. I'm like, Toasty's totally counting.
Yep. 63 heroes... And half of them are Warcraft. I gotta say, they're really lacking on just, you know, the generic Blizzard ones. There's only one hero for the generic Blizzard franchise, that's the Lost Vikings. I want to see some rock and roll racing guys there, guys. Give me a tank and Morales. Give me a rock and roll racer.
Let's just add everything. Throw everything in the kitchen sink in there.
We don't really have a kitchen sink, but we can use that stove pet. Silver
anyways.
Silver platter. It was given to me.
Yep. Apparently. Alright, let's do shoutouts here. Fan, you're first.
Gelbin Mechatork is a warrior?
I mean, he could be considered a warrior.
It's listed really... as notable warriors. On Wowpedia.
Okay. I'll take that.
There you go. Some of the other gnome warriors, not necessarily notable, have some very interesting names, like Shomi.
Show me your moves?
S-H-O-M-E-I, Shomi. There's also Miles Corbender. That's that. Anyways, back to show stuff. Shoutouts. My shoutouts are going to be to Bimini, Emma, and Frasley for being my replacements while I was away. And Medros for kind of holding things up while Toasty and I were away, and Toasty for, you know, coming back and doing it last week when I'm sure he was still pretty tired, because it takes a while to, I mean, going there when the time goes back, it's not so bad, but coming home when the time goes forward, and it's only 4 hours, but I just didn't sleep very well and it was rough, so I definitely respect getting on and doing that after only being home for a couple of days. There was no way I wanted to do a podcast the day I got home. I was too tired.
Well, you'd just gotten home, like, you know, not long before we had gone on the air, so.
My flight came in at 12:30 or 1:30.
Okay.
And then my mom picked us up from the airport, and we visited with her for a while, but yeah, by the time we got home and from there and ate some... Did we eat dinner? Did we eat lunch? I don't know what we did. Oh, we had a shower and went for a nap. I know that much.
Let me put this, like, normally I'm okay with the time zone adjustments. Like, I've done the Philippines to Winnipeg a couple times at this point, and that's a 14-hour difference. Usually I'm good in, like, a day or two.
Yeah.
But for some reason, that 4-hour difference with Hawaii, it threw me for a loop. Like, I didn't recover for a week.
Yeah.
That's harsh, man.
Yeah, well, I can't really complain too much. I got to go to Hawaii.
That's right.
This is true. Hawaii, I'm sure, was very nice.
Oh, it was rainy. Well, you only had rain one day.
Not the entire time.
And the one day it rained for me, I'd spent the entire day in the pool anyway.
Yeah, we went to the pool too. But the second day it rained for me, I was at Pearl Harbor, and that seriously inhibited that visit, which was unfortunate.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Thank you. Glad to be back. Oh my. I was looking forward to tonight.
For sure. Always nice to have you on. How about you, Toasty?
Again, I'm going to shout out Frasley, because we're coming out last week. It's great having him on. It's nice to have a fellow warrior to talk about. I don't normally get another warrior here outside of Bimini, so it was nice to have another one.
So next time Fan and I aren't here, it's going to be you, Bim, and Frasley.
Hey, I'm okay with the All Warrior Podcast Part 2 Electric Boogaloo. I'm more than okay with that.
Yeah, I figured. All right, my shout-out, goes to Fan for coming back, because, you know, missed ya.
He missed me. Sucker.
On that note, that pleasant and positive note, let's do our outro, shall we?
I'll take care of it.
All right.
So, if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeath is at Fandeath, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shadow Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and the now newly recorded Across the Hooniverse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. All right, well, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of Hippogriffs.
So, on the other side of Hippogriffs, I have one on my arm right now. So, which side do I need to be on?
The right side.
That's on my right arm. It's gonna be really hard.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.